Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Entine. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 5th of May, and ending on Sunday, the 11th of May, which is Mother's Day in the United States. And Monday, May 5th, is Cinco de Mayo, which is another one of those times also that Beltane can be celebrated. This is the cross quarter that day, 15 degrees of Taurus. Well, during the week, we are in the second lunar phase. So we are coming toward the full moon that will arrive on the following Monday, the 12th. And so we are in that state of gathering and seeking tools, connections, information, anything that we might need in order to have our goals succeed. And so this is the kind of energetic cycle of the lunar phases. Yeah, so here we are. We're starting out with the moon in Leo, and it has made a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini right after midnight, which could have been, you know, coming in and feeling very optimistic and playful and things like that on the 4th. But we are looking now at the moon going towards a square to Uranus and Taurus, and that will take place at 9:03 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So this is a conflict of values, and it is never going to be overcome in the sense of one person is going to accept the other person's point of view. No. And, you know, Moon in Leo can be very expansive with spending, and it's about investing and stuff like that. And Taurus is pretty conservative and wants to hold on to and be more in control of finance, even with Uranus there, which is kind of interesting. There's lots of things you can say about this, but you mainly can say don't get into a discussion with people who don't see things the way you do, because it's a waste of time and it could get annoying. The presence of Mercury in Aries going into a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini at 1:21 p.m. is going to alleviate this and make pleasant lunchtime. The moon enters Virgo at 3:40 p.m. And this is an unusual experience coming, which I'm always moaning about how short the harmony of the lights are. This one begins to move towards the completion, taking over a day because it's moon's first aspect. And it comes in at 12:50 a.m. on Wednesday the 7th, the moon trine the sun in Taurus, Virgo to Taurus. So there's a lot of positive energy here. And agreement, just like there was very big disagreement energy in the morning on Monday, this is harmony. This is harmony because we collectively are having our instinctive feelings in Virgo, and reactions and responses, and that is, of course, wanting things to be orderly, wanting things to work properly, and, you know, also to be healthy. And it's trying the sun in Taurus, which is a strong energy Taurus, and it is about also keeping things a certain way and, you know, being able to hold on to, as I said, what they have and manage it in a good way to maintain it. So this is what you can be experiencing all the way from that time of the entry of the moon into Virgo, 3:40 p.m. Monday to the trine, completing 12:50 a.m. on Wednesday the 7th. Now, we get the moon's square to Jupiter in Gemini, 12:30 p.m., and as we have heard many times already, this is an annoying thing for the moon in Virgo, because it has its goals and it has its methods and it knows what it wants to do, and Jupiter is busy giving more information and suggestions, and that's, you know, not called for. And I guess for Jupiter in Gemini, it's pretty frustrating to have someone stonewall all these exciting concepts. But it's not a terribly difficult, but it can get pretty nasty if things persist. Critical from Virgo and teasing from Gemini. Uncomfortable. After this, though, we have Moon in Virgo trine Uranus in Taurus at 8:30 p.m. So if there have been changes, the Moon is about to organize the information and make a plan to have it work. So this is a good time to be in that mode yourself. Now, unfortunately, this is the last aspect for the Moon in Virgo, opposite Saturn in Pisces. And this is going to be complete at 12:11 a.m. on Thursday. It's just impossible sometimes to get anyone to agree with you, isn't it? That's one of the times. And even though you know it's the best and the right thing, the skeptical, fearful energy resists. Don't try. Let it go. Moon enters Libra at 3:06 a.m. Thursday, opposes Neptune in Aries at 5:45 a.m. Many of us over here in the U.S. may be sleeping. And then the Libra moon will trine retrograde Pluto. Remember that? Pluto went retrograde in Aquarius at 10:48 a.m. So there's some discussion and review of some of the transformations, and this can be about legal things that have been going on, and we certainly have a lot of conversation about that here. Then the moon will oppose Venus in Aries until 1:22 p.m., which, you know, Venus does rule Libra, so she does understand some of the Libra moon's need for peace and balance and harmony, but she's in Aries. You know, so she wants the independence. She doesn't want to be constrained. And so that's what happens with this. But after that, Moon in Libra can have a very nice time in sextil to Mars in Leo until 10:07 p.m. because they both love the arts. This could be romantic. And yes, they will dialogue and enjoy. And that would be good enough for a while, but what happens after this is another long approach aspect for Libra Moon. It is the trine to Jupiter in Gemini, and it will not take place and complete until 2:17 a.m. on Saturday. So it's a very positive, uplifting day on Friday. And it is a wonderful time to have conversations, you know, make plans, make agreements, and things like that. Yes. Saturday, Mercury is going to change signs and enter Taurus, slowing down a lot. It's like somebody put their foot on the brake in the mind. And, you know, maybe that's just what we need right now. It is, you know, thinking a lot about finance, and it's a great Mercury for an accountant to have, you know, conservative also. It's going to take time before it commits to a thought or a communication. And again, after Mercury in Aries, we might be happy to have this, at least for a while. One of the things that will happen before Mercury leaves Taurus on May 25th is the conjunction to Uranus on May 24th. And so that's going to be an interesting day to watch, because if minds are going to change, they will do it that day, probably. If action is going to be taken, it will happen that day, probably, because with Mercury in Taurus, we're also looking about that movement around the area, the communications and interactions and information gathering. So, you know, this is, again, a slow Mercury in all those things. This is a time you might get stuck behind a lot of slow-moving cars instead of the Mercury in Aries people that were busy running red lights, you know. This is a real difference. This is a real shift. And while we're assimilating this, the moon enters Scorpio, 3:58 p.m. Saturday, and opposes Mercury in Taurus until 5:50 p.m. Now, this is a preview for what's happening at the Scorpio full moon on Monday, which will be in the next week's weekly astrology forecast. It's appropriate to say now, though, that we are quite aware here in the world, even, that there's a lot of conflict over finance. And I have been hearing, in fact, I saw Gavin Newsom talking about the people who lost properties during the fires. And this is just one area of a growing number of areas that are having repeat issues of enormous consequence, right? I mean, like, we thought Helene would be enough for those Blue Ridge Mountains, but then there were fires, right? The Midwest is unbelievable. And one of the things we could say is extreme. Everything is so extreme. So the problem here has something to do with the Scorpio area of loans and insurance, and thinking about Taurus area, real estate. So what Newsom was saying was that people who lost their homes are trying to be in touch with their current provider of their homeowners insurance to see what they can get to help them rebuild or do something. But the problem is that the insurance companies are, you know, not going to be giving insurance. In a lot of places, the ones that are constantly flooding and getting hit by tornadoes, I mean, this is going to be a world issue, but we're definitely hearing about this here. And so what happens if you can't get the insurance? You won't get the loan, the mortgage on the house that you're trying to find, because, you know, it's a risk. It's too much of a risk for the bank. Very, very interesting time. And so people who are in repeat areas, they really need to look at this. And the full moon is going to put a bigger spotlight on this and other ways that the Scorpio-Taurus energies are differing. But yeah. Moon is going to also square Pluto on Saturday until 11:42 p.m. So, wow, once we've got that moon in Scorpio, like about 4 p.m., things are going downhill, and challenges are aplenty. So be aware of that. I wouldn't be scheduling my happy event, celebratory event, for Saturday late afternoon or evening. after the conflict between the ruler of Scorpio and the moon in Scorpio, it's going to square Mars in Leo. And that's until 1:39 p.m. on Sunday, Mother's Day. Well, it's not ideal. Leo is children, and Mars would be, generally speaking, male children. But there can be some issues about how Mother's Day is being or not being observed. And from the 1:39 p.m. on the Eastern time zone, which would be lunch, right, Mother's Day luncheon or something, it goes into the full moon energies. So there is this building of, you know, emotion. Moon in Scorpio will be hiding it and sort of, you know, kind of acting out without realizing how upset they are, but making everyone else uncomfortable sometimes. And that full moon will come in at 12:56 p.m. So from lunchtime to lunchtime, we're headed towards the full moon. And I will have that at the beginning of next week's weekly astrology forecast for you, because it's good to have it up front. And it happens to be up front, because it is on Monday anyway. So, like I said, I will be giving you that on the 11th. You'll be able to get that. And what's happening other than the full moon, I'm looking, and it doesn't look like there is another planetary shift at this point for the week that ends on the 18th. Now, the week that ends on the 18th, I may not have a weekly astrology forecast for you, because I have decided it's time for a vacation for me. And so it really depends. I'm not sure that I will be doing that. But what I will do in the one that I send you on the 11th is have some discussion of what you need to know about Saturn entering Aries, which is what's going to happen that week on the 24th of May. 11:35 p.m., Saturday, that is when Saturn will shift into Aries, okay? So I'll include that in the forecast for the week that ends on the 18th. Because other than that, you have daily forecasts, and, well, Mercury will enter Gemini at 8:59 p.m. on Sunday the 25th. So that's where you get the end of your slow Mercury, and you get your chatty, mobile, curious Mercury. So there you have it for this week, and I will say goodbye for now.